Father God, we just thank you right now for your goodness, mercy, and grace. We thank you for all your love that is being poured out upon us, that has been shed abroad in our hearts. Lord, we just thank you that you are doing great and mighty things, things that we may not see, but many things that we do see. We pray that as we enter into your word today, that you would open our minds and hearts to hear what you are saying to us, to not just hear, but be doers of the word as well. Lord, I pray that once we hear the word that you have for us today, that we would go out and display more of your love, power, and presence in every part of our lives so we can see this world transformed for you. Lord, I decrease that you may increase, and let your word come forth in a way that will touch each and every heart. And I give you all the praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. We just finished a series on prayer that connected with our annual time of consecration. During the consecration, we use the Lord's Prayer as a foundation for a 21-day focus on praying for transformation in our lives and the lives of those around us. If you allowed it, the time spent praying and deepening our fellowship with God should have opened you up to know and experience God more deeply, should have allowed you to see Him in a new light and recognize His presence all around you. For our next series, we're going to use Paul's prayer in Ephesians 3 to engage with the word more deeply and discover the love of God at work from the beginning until now and into the future. This series will take us months, maybe even years, as we methodically work through many, if not all, of the books of the Bible to go on a journey exploring God's love as revealed in the words of Scripture. I will open up this series by providing you with insight into the anchor passage that will connect all of the messages to come. I want to start by reading parts of Ephesians 3 to you from different versions of the Bible, and then end by sharing some key thoughts that I'd like you to keep in mind as you hear future messages from me and the rest of Free Spirit's teachers and preachers over the coming months. I would encourage you to read all of Ephesians 3, but for today, join me in looking at Ephesians 3, 8 through 21 in the New King James Version, verses 14 through 21 in the Voice and New Living Translation, verses 17 through 21 in the Passion Translation. I will also reference Luke 4, 18 and 19 and Matthew 18, 11 through 14 and Luke 15, 4 through 7. Let's start with a more traditional reading of the passage and then look into the more reader-friendly versions to expand our understanding of the text. Ephesians 3, 8 through 21, New King James Version. To me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God who created all things through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. Therefore, I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Verse 14, for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Verse 20, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Now, let's focus on verses 14 through 21 in the Voice to gain a different perspective on the words of the prayer. It is for this reason that I bow my knees before the Father, after whom all families in heaven and above and on earth below receive their names, and pray, Father, out of your honorable and glorious riches, strengthen your people, fill their souls with the power of your Spirit, so that through faith the Anointed One will reside in their hearts. May love be the rich soil where their lives take root. May it be the bedrock, the solid rock underlying loose deposits such as soil, the fundamental principle, idea, fact on which something is based, where their lives are founded so that together with all of your people, they will have the power to understand that the love of the anointed is infinitely long, wide, high, and deep, surpassing everything anyone previously experienced. God, may your fullness flood through their entire beings. Now, to the God who can do so many awe-inspiring things, immeasurable things, things greater than we ever could ask or imagine, through the power at work in us, to him be all glory in the church and in Jesus the Anointed, from this generation to the next, forever and ever. Amen. What this means is that love should be the organic material within which your life is rooted like a plant, as well as the firm foundation that holds in the water and nutrients that your life needs to grow. In this metaphor, love is the total foundation and source for a healthy Christian life. Once you're rooted and grounded in love and connected with like-minded people, then you will have the ability to understand the vast nature of the love of God. And to open this up a little more, we all must realize that understanding the love of God is a revelatory process. As you grow in love and grow in your connection to others, it's like the scales fall off your eyes and the dust and cobwebs clear out your mind. It's like experiencing the beauty of a sunny day for the first time. You begin to see the depths and unconditional nature of his love with each new encounter and each stage of growth. Let's look at the New Living Translation of verses 14 through 21 for another perspective. When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now, all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. This is the same scriptures of the voice, but as I read this, I notice the focus on power and strength. To understand God's love at its deepest depths and highest heights is going to take a lot of strength and power. I wasn't sure what the difference was between strength and power, so I looked it up. And sports references kept coming up. Apparently, as you grow in strength, you'll develop power. So it seemed to me that power was more automatic. And reading these scriptures in light of that, what I see is that God said he would empower you from his vast resources with the inner strength you need, thereby giving you the power to understand. So your primary requirement is to have faith that God has given you his Spirit, who strengthens you every moment to walk in love. And as you make love your focus and walk in love as often as you can, that love, being the soil and the foundation of your life, will strengthen you to keep loving and growing and receiving the power of God to manifest heaven in this earth. As we look at verses 17 through 21 in the Passion Translation, we'll see one more perspective. Then, by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love, how enduring and inclusive it is, endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest requests, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. Now we offer up to God all the glorious praise that rises from every church and every generation through Jesus Christ, and all that will yet be manifested through time and eternity. Amen. In reading this version, what I see is that this all takes faith. Faith and love go hand in hand. It's not enough to have faith. You've got to use it every day. And if you use your faith, there's a promise in this scripture that the life of Christ will be released in you, which will then make loving others possible and reveal God's love to you in greater and greater degrees. Or as this scripture says, you will be able to discover the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. The other perspective is that discovering the amazing love of God is a lifetime mission. Our highest aim should be to see that fullness of God manifested in our lives more and more each day. I've often heard people say that the Bible is one big love story, the story of God's unrelenting care for and pursuit of intimate fellowship with humankind. In spite of humankind's rejection, selfishness, lack of understanding, unwillingness, he still pursues because he has a bigger plan. And that plan has always been to bring us into deeper levels of understanding of just how great his love is. As we study the scripture book by book, we'll see in this series his master plan of love designed and put into action generation after generation, bringing us to today, this very moment in our very lives, where he desires to continue to work through us, our words and actions, to further manifest the depths of his love and commitment to his promises. We've barely scratched the surface of understanding God's love. As a spiritual teacher and leader, I am committed to getting beyond the surface and exploring those depths of God's love as revealed through his word, presence, and all of his creation that I encounter day after day. People, animals, plants. As you grow, you'll see that everything, the love and hand of God, is manifested in everything. The love and hand of God is manifested. When you begin to see and experience God's love at deeper levels, as you tap into the fullness of God's love, it will begin to blow your mind, because you'll see that God is much more than what you thought or what others think. He cannot be contained in the limits of time, space, and human understanding. Whatever you think about God's limitations, I encourage you to dig deeper, go farther, so that his love may be shed abroad in your hearts and you may truly know that endless love that defies logic. Oh, the lengths that he'll go to share his love. Every day he leaves the 99 to go after the one. And oh, what he'll do to capture the heart of that one. That's what Paul is talking about when he says, never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest requests, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. If we allow this unrelenting, awe-inspiring, unconditional, eternal God love to permeate our hearts, we will go beyond looking at infinitely great. We will go beyond looking at the infinitely greater work that God can do, and begin to see that with his love flowing from our hearts, he will work through us to touch lives in ways that we didn't imagine. Ephesians 3 and verse 10 says that God wanted to show the unseen realm the mystery of his divine love as revealed through his body, the church. So it's not just about what God is going to do. He already did his part. He sent his son to empower you to carry on the work of Christ. Luke 4, 18 and 19 in the Voice, it says, let us know why Christ came to be the Father's representative to the poor, to preach good news to them, tell those who are held captive that they can now be set free, and to tell the blind that they can now see, to liberate those held down by oppression, to proclaim that now is the time. This is the Jubilee season of the Eternal One's grace. When our lives are rooted in love, this is what we become: ambassadors who proclaim freedom, good news, healing, abundant grace and mercy to all. And how you make those proclamations is up to you and the infinite creativity of the Holy Spirit at work in you. By faith, be you and allow God to partner with you just as you are to display love. And as you do that, you can be sure that you will continue to grow and transform into a clear image of Christ in this world. I can't stress enough that the words of Ephesians 3 go beyond what God will do outside of us to how God will work through us to accomplish more than our minds can comprehend. It's easy to hear this scripture repeated and think that it's just about what God is going to do in our lives, answer our prayers, supply our needs. But it's more about how God will use us to answer the prayers and supply the needs of others. And even with that, we have to expand our minds to understand that human needs are expansive. People have physical, financial, emotional, mental, and spiritual needs. God wants to wisely use our gifts, talents, resources, natural curiosities, and interests to connect with people so we can be a source for ideas, answers, hope, miracles, and reconciliation in every way that you can imagine reconciliation being needed in this world. My prayer is that this upcoming series on the explorations of God's love will help us all to go deeper in the study of the Word and His magnificent love, and to go further in stepping beyond our comfort zones to see that love manifest in the spaces God has placed us in. We've barely scratched the surface of understanding, experiencing, and sharing God's love. Join me in committing to opening our hearts and minds to go deeper than we've ever gone before and embracing the infinite love of our God, Savior, Comforter, and Friend. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you right now for your word. We thank you for this revelation of your love, that we can go deeper, that we can know more, that we can experience you in ways that our minds have not imagined yet. Father, I pray that as we go into this series on exploring your love, that you would help us see more than we've ever seen before, that you would help us love in ways that we've never loved before, that we would open our minds and open our hearts to share your love with others and not be judgmental, but to see every person as your creation, as a part of your heart, a part of your mind, a part of who you are, and begin to express that love in ways that would be transformative and life-changing for every person that we meet. Father, I give you all the praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.